Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
You know you got everybody.
Are you telling me nobody has Nicole Kidman's number? Really? She's on the market for...
Jeez. Hi there. That Susanna Jackson was great. I wasn't quite sure how it was going to work out. I mean, she's the sister of this big deal opera singer, this Shelly Jackson, and I didn't know. She sounded great. It should be a great event Saturday evening. Italian opera benefit concert, Sycamore Center, only $25 a ticket. Way too low. Way too low. And then this big spread at Scafidi's. Let me check. Is Scafidi still an advertiser here? I think they are. It's a great restaurant. Even more so if they're an advertiser. But they're a great restaurant in any of it. All right, fine. Next. I have citizen journalists all over the tri-state area. I hate the media. The old media is dying. And they hire children that they're not trained. They don't know what they're doing. It's pathetic. But citizen journalists know what they're doing. Carly Dittmar has done more for journalism when it comes to the homeless problem in Wheeling than any so-called journalist in the newspapers or TV or anything like that. She's a citizen journalist. Well, we've got another citizen journalist who's also a big fan of the show, and he is originally from Bel Air. This is a great guy. His name is Pat Manley, and he's a big deal architect. World headquarters of Manley Architecture International is in Columbus. And he was the former president for umpteen years of the State Architecture Association. It's a very big deal architecture association. He was the president of this thing. This is a very, very serious man. And in addition to all that architecture stuff with pencils and lines and arrows and all the stuff architects do, he is also a citizen journalist. He cares deeply about government, local government, state government, national government, and he posts really, really interesting insights that are not being covered by the local media at all. So I asked him to join us, and he said, leave me alone. I said, please. He said, all right, fine, but only for one segment. Pat Manley, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerous Local. How you doing, sir?
Great, Dimitri. Thank you for having me on this morning. It's good to talk to you.
All right. So how is it that the Pride of Bel Air ends up being this great architect in Columbus, big deal architecture firm, and in addition to that becomes a citizen journalist keeping an eye on state government? How do you do all these things?
I don't know that I do any of them very well. But,
well, I didn't say you did them well. I just said if you did. I did not say the word well. I didn't say the W word. So let's not get too full of ourselves here, okay?
But I have to fill my time somehow. But I think as you know and some other people know that I try to stay current. And I've been very involved in politics for a number of years in the business community. And you know, particularly when I see things going awry, or I see corruption, it gets my attention in a hurry.
All right. Now, the first energy bribery scandal was horrendous. Several people went to prison, including the speaker, former speaker of the House, householder. And this is all Republican stuff, by the way. Republican establishments, they're so corrupt. Jesus. You're telling me in this one post, if I'm understanding you correctly, that this scandal or potential scandal very easily could be much larger than the first energy bribery scandal. Is that right?
That's right. And I think that, you know, if you look at the dollars involved and you also look at the people involved and the companies involved from out of state, I think that this Intel deal or disaster, if you will, could end up being a bigger, you know, a much bigger scandal in terms of the damage that it does to the state of Ohio and the taxpayers as a whole.
All right. Give us a thumbnail. What is this Intel deal in Ohio? Just a thumbnail so we can get an understanding of the picture.
Well, Intel, the big chip maker, a few years ago, worked with the state of Ohio to come into Ohio, near in central Ohio, actually east of Columbus, primarily in Licking County. And the plan was to put a huge research and manufacturing facility for chips, because we had a severe and we still do to a certain degree, computer chip shortage in the country, which was holding up manufacturing and development and technology in pretty much every industry that you can think of. So it was a time for prime development. And then that also coincided with the with Congress and the federal government putting together programs to subsidize more chip domestic chip development, because prior to that, we were, I can't tell you the exact percentage, but we were importing most of our computer chips. And when that started to run dry, it really put us behind the eight ball. You can almost draw the analogy between the chips, foreign chips, the way it was, it's been in the past, like with foreign oil in the United States, clear back into the mid, you know, back to 1976, when we were importing such a huge percentage of oil, and then when that got cut off, it crashed our economy. It put us at a great disadvantage, domestically, and chips really have that same effect, because we need, like oil, we need computer chips for everything.
All right, so Intel comes to Ohio, and does Intel get taxpayer money or something?
Oh, absolutely.
How much?
Collectively, that figure has been reported to be around $4.2 billion. And some of that comes from federal funding, some of it comes from state, and then some local. And I believe that locally, meaning the local city, township, county areas, central Ohio areas, around $600 million of that $4.2 billion. And that's only what's been invested so far.
All right. And this thing's been going on for a number of years now, right?
Yeah. Yes, it has. I can't tell you when it... I don't think anybody knows for sure when the discussions first started, but it's probably been at least, I would say, at least 5 to 6 years ago is when it really came to light.
All right. Now, what is the role of NVIDIA, NVIDIA? Apparently, that's a very, very, very big deal company. And what is its connection to Intel?
Well, NVIDIA is really considered the largest and most advanced chip maker in the country. Their background, believe it or not, they got started with computer chips for gaming. So everybody kind of dismissed them for a lot of years because they focused on the gaming industry. But the irony about that is once AI and the need for much more powerful, faster computer chips and software came about, their technology was perfect for the AI industry. So they boomed, and they literally have been the most successful corporation over the last several years. Now, NVIDIA has a backlog. They have a demand, and they also have been expanding their facilities and their partnerships to produce more chips. Their connection with Intel, even though it was announced just in recent weeks, where they have promised to have committed about a $5 billion investment into the Intel Ohio plant, it's being reported that they've actually been cooperating with Intel for at least 2 years, and very heavily the last year, to develop new chips and so on. So they do have a legitimate business relationship with Intel, but the red flag for me was, why would NVIDIA come in the Ohio plant and invest $5 billion when there's so many other places that they can get a better return on and a quicker return in other chip companies around the country? Why did they choose Intel Ohio? And the only conclusion I can come to is that they are getting something back that's worth more than that $5 billion investment. In other words, what kind of promises were made to NVIDIA, like Ohio has made promises prior to this to Intel? And that's the big question that's out there.
All right. Now, you raised issues about Jobs Ohio, Silicon Valley CEOs, and local politicians who collectively threw away $4.2 billion at the boondoggle that is the Intel project. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So it sounds to me $4.2 billion, the taxpayer money, Now NVIDIA is putting in supposedly $5 billion. So a total, there's going to be about $9 billion one way or the other in this plant, invested or, you know, poured into the plant. Is that right?
That's correct. If you just add, if you add up what's been invested so far and what is on the table, as I guess you would call it a promise.
And so you think that NVIDIA is could have gotten a much, much, much better deal almost anywhere else. So your concern is, what is the attraction to Intel? I get the sense, Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, that you, where there's smoke, there's fire. You haven't found the fire, but there's an awful lot of smoke right now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to describe it. And the reason this is so is that I think if you look at any one particular event or just look at it at the surface, it sounds great. Okay, you know, Intel's in trouble. You know, NVIDIA's going to come in and be the white knight. But you really have to look at, you have to go back and look at the pattern that Ohio has established prior to this, okay, and where that pattern starts. And it goes back to when John Kasich was the governor of Ohio. He's the one who helped to create Jobs Ohio. And for those, you know, for those that are not real familiar with Jobs Ohio, they are this sort of quasi public-private company. And they literally survive off of, or their revenue comes from alcohol sales, alcohol taxes, and that's all, so they're subsidized by Ohio consumers, and they have probably the highest average salary rate of executives than you're going to find anywhere. They pay themselves quite a bit of money. And primarily, their stated goal is to bring in new companies and create jobs in Ohio. And that sounds great to everybody at first. But that company, from the very beginning, was run by a very powerful individual from Silicon Valley. And there's other Silicon Valley people that have come in. And since that time, we're seeing Silicon Valley individuals and corporations that are coming into Ohio on the promise to create jobs, to you know, start manufacturing, to do all these wonderful things. But time and time again, we're seeing them fail. They're not disclosing, like Jobs Ohio, for example, considering they are using public money by law, they have to be able to be audited and to disclose information. They hide the information. They don't disclose anything, so they act like a private company. And they've been, their performance has been abysmal in terms of job creation. And so what I'm seeing, and a lot of other people are, is this pattern where we're getting a lot of influence from non-Ohioans, from the Silicon Valley tech world, and they're coming in one after another after another. And we know for a fact that these companies, no matter whether they're high-tech companies or a pharmaceutical company or whoever they might be, they're getting tremendous incentives by the state of Ohio, from local and state, you know, from, you know, tax breaks to funding from different sources. You know, basically they're subsidized companies. And so it makes, even though I can't tell you what that is yet, and I say yet because I think we're going to eventually find out, it makes absolutely no sense that NVIDIA would come into Ohio under these conditions with a failing, massively failing project under construction in central Ohio unless they're getting something really big out of the deal.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a First Energy bribery scam 2.0. We're almost out of time. By the way, United States Senator Bernie Moreno has grave concerns about this as well. A lot of people are looking at this. Pat, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. As a citizen journalist, what can you briefly tell our listeners? My microphone's yours.
Well, thank you for having me today and to touch on this issue. And I really encourage everyone to maybe, you know, when you see the articles on Intel and NVIDIA, to maybe spend a few minutes to read about it to see what's happening. But, for example, like, you know, the comment about Bernie Moreno, what we're starting to see with a lot of politicians, and believe me, I voted for Bernie. You know, I support him. And but what we're starting to see is that a lot of the politicians are starting to turn on Intel and blame them and calling for investigations, when in reality, all of these politicians, and Bernie wasn't involved in this in the beginning. He's more recent, so I'll leave him out of it.
Yeah, very quickly. But, we're almost out of time.
Okay, but anyway, a lot of these politicians knew that this was a problem all along. I knew about it from contractors in 2 years ago, literally 2 years ago, that Intel was in trouble, but they hid it, they misled people, and now, you know, this is what happens when we just read headlines and we don't really dig a little bit deeper.
Well, we'll have you back on. Keep digging. Citizen journalist Pat Manley, the pride of Bel Air. Thank you, sir. You have a great day and keep up the great work.